talking and you couldn't hear me, but now you can hear me. Welcome to Voices Carry Live. Let's pretend we do the intro. That's enough of that. Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. Welcome. This is your podcast. This is your megaphone. This is your microphone. We're trying something new today with a call-in event. This was actually one of the things. It's currently on Do Not Disturb, but I'm going to open it up here in a little bit. It was originally, this podcast was, the short list of names for this podcast was going to be Carry Call-In. I named it Sleepless in Carry because of the Sleepless in Seattle movie that everybody loves. And I went through, we're going to try it. We're going to try something new. It's probably, you know, what could possibly go wrong? I have no way of logging calls to where I can have them on like a, you know, a waiting. So it's going to be first come, first serve. But I thought we'd try it out. And this show is called Voices Carry. So I thought we'd give you guys the microphone for a little bit. Keep it on topic of Carry, Illinois. Keep it positive. Doesn't mean that you can't get into the issues of stuff, but I request no swearing. I do have a dump button. So if you do go off and go rogue, you will get dumped. But we did have this last show. We had a guest speaker of the Regional Office of Education. A gentleman named Richard Wostocki, a 30-year veteran of the Naperville Police Department, put on a cybersecurity thing to keep our kids safe online, and it was really informative. And what I was going through when you couldn't hear me was some of the things. I like to give the tools. First of all, welcome. It's a Friday show, and we broadcast live to X, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. And then we have our those of you that don't like to see me and my face for radio, we have an RSS feed to where you can just listen. We have some folks that listen on the train on the way to work. And, you know, if you're one of those folks, have a great day at work. So we had this last show. There was a Voices Carry, and then we did a live simulcast of how to keep and navigate the new challenges that we have to keep children safe online. And the... he had a few things. He did a deep dive, and there was a lot of stuff that is kind of reactionary, like after it happens. I like to double down on the facts of like how can we prevent it from even happening in the first place, or give our children the tools necessary to be able to stand tall and be like that doesn't smell right, and be able to call BS when they see it and get out of a situation. So he had something called the golden ticket theory, which is like a virtual golden ticket, metaphorical, hypothetical, like ticket that you can be like, hey, you have this golden ticket to where you do not, you will not get punished by coming to us. So I think that's important. Instead of having, you know, your child, you know, curl up in a corner of their room and be like, what do I do? Can't go to my parents. They have this golden ticket. An exit plan for kids if they start going out and, you know, they got the car or, you know, they're going out to a friend's house and stuff. Have an exit plan for them to where they can send you like an emoji or anything like a code word. And they can have that resource to where it's already planned out to where, okay, if I get this emoji, I'll send you, you know, grandma or grandpa hurt their hip and I need your help. I'm coming to pick you up. That way, so when your quote unquote friends see you on the phone and you're like, I gotta go. Some of those friends, we've all had those friends are like, no, you're just joking, sit down. You can actually show them like, hey, no, I need to take off. And then you need to reevaluate your circle after that if they're forcing you to stay. They need mentors, he said. And I think that doesn't just stop at parents. That also includes community and how a village operates. They need mentors. They need to see that everything is up and up, and they don't look around the community and they're like, well, I guess I need to get into vaping and gambling now because that's what we do. We just need to show them that... get back to the era of wearing suits on airplanes. and appreciate life. And the kids will see that. The 3P test, he said, have your kids, before they fire off a text, ask them, like, ask, what would your parents, pastor, or principal say about it if you showed them? And if any of them are like, no, then you don't send it. So we definitely appreciate the Regional Office of Education putting that on. It's an ever-changing environment for children to navigate and for adults alike to navigate, and it can be overwhelming. And I was really happy that I could bring you that resource, because it's definitely a challenge that I'll be going through with kids, and then also you might very well be going through that yourself right now. So I'm glad to be able to bring that to you. Thank you to all that mentioned no audio. I got like six. I can see. I have a multi-stream feed pulled up to where wherever, if you comment on any of our streams, I can see the comment. Not sure how good I can type back on this multi-stream thing, but thank you to all saying, hey, we can't hear you, which is usually a good thing, depending on who you ask. And then also, let's take a look. Cary Grove Trojan Tennis, some local stuff. Thanks to these great players, teammates, and ambassadors to our program, we have fun. We had fun and got to meet 40 plus potential future CG tennis players tonight at 8th grade night. Looking forward to adding some new Trojans to CG tennis next year. I remember that 8th grade night. That's fun, seeing what you're getting into and being able to do in high school. So congratulations to them, and thanks for those leaders that stepped up and, you know, took the onboarding of new kids under their wing to show them, hey, you know, this is what you can do here, and you have a resource, and, you know, we're here for you. So that kudos to them. Briargate School said reward day. I thought this was cool. All school bingo via Zoom. That seems really fun. Really competitive, I bet. We all love bingo. B-I-N-G-O. So that seemed like fun. I wonder what the prizes were. But all the schools getting together to do all school bingo, that, talk about camaraderie. So whoever thought of that was awesome. I don't have this video, but the McHenry County Conservation District rehabilitated, I don't know if they did it themselves, but I think they had some help. They helped in rehabilitating a eagle, and they currently released it into one of their nature preserves where they had found the injured eagle. And the video showed the eagle doing a successful flight. And so thank you to the McHenry County Conservation District for that. Some Friday fun stuff. This abandoned Pizza Hut is being turned into a Pizza Hut. Nature is healing. It's good to see that. Good to see that. And then this hotel looks like it wants to fight. It says on guard. I thought that was fun. So it's a Friday show. We're going to try something new. We're going to try bringing in some callers. And we'll do it live. We're going to do it live, and I have a dump button, and I'm not afraid to use it if it gets vulgar, but I look forward to hearing your voices. Give me a few moments while I set this up and get it dialed in, but I look forward to hearing your voices on Voices Carry. We'll see you soon. Okay, that's all set up. So we'll be receiving calls, and then I was going to go through a few things before. Well, that's live. There was a. I was going to go through, as I promised yesterday, just a few of the things for the Maplewood extension and the Maplewood property. There were some documents that I pulled in that were kind of related to this, and I wanted to bring them in. So this is the opportunity site that they're looking at redeveloping with 400 plus apartments. This was owned by the District 26, and they had a few facts on here on their website, and I just wanted to read through them. How could the TIF district impact existing businesses and property owners? What sorts of costs are eligible for TIF funding? TIF revenues can be used for certain kinds of private expenditures and are not limited to new redevelopment projects. Since the purpose of a TIF district is to encourage development and redevelopment in areas of need, private sector businesses are eligible to receive funding to offset the costs of development or redevelopment within a TIF district. They go on to saying, what are the impacts to Cary Grove youth baseball and softball programs and the Maplewood fields? Will these fields be eliminated with the creation of the proposed TIF district? The sports fields would not be eliminated with the designation of the proposed TIF. The fields are located on the former Maplewood school property, which is currently owned by School District 26. And we all know that there was a deal that went through. The village purchased that from them. While the property is located within the proposed limits to the central Cary TIF district, the continued use of the existing fields would not be impacted simply by the creation of the new TIF district. The fields would only be impacted if the property were to be sold by the school district and redeveloped. I found that interesting because the school district kind of got railroaded into selling because they did have a plan on how to redevelop that, which we went over on other programs on the other past shows. And they wanted to plant their flag in the ground and have that as a larger bus lot, some baseball fields, two-story school, and an admin building. Which I viewed as improving existing, but the village gave them some pushback and kind of made it to where they could either fight it and go in the costly legal battles, or they could just sell to the village, and they ended up selling to the village. And this has been going on for a while. In theory, the fields would continue to remain on the property throughout the entire life of the proposed TIF district. If it was approved, School District 26 has been marketing the property for sale since the school's closing over 10 years ago, but the site has not successfully sold or redeveloped to date. Concept plans recently prepared by the district retaining the site for continued school use could also impact the fields further if the property is sold and redeveloped. There is a potential that the TIF could assist with the relocation and construction of new fields elsewhere within the community. So This was a document that was updated November 8th. Would there be any consideration of expanding the development property further east and incorporating the existing commuter rail parking lot? The parcels immediately to the east of the Maplewood property are currently utilized for commuter rail parking for the downtown metro station. If development proposals include improvements to these parcels, any commuter parking spaces impacted by the development should be replaced. And you can see there with their outline how close it comes to those homes back there for that road that they're going to put through. Who provided the preliminary drawings for the Maplewood Access Road? Was there a traffic study performed? The preliminary drawings included within the RFP for the access road were prepared by our Phase 1 engineering consultant, HDR Incorporated. So that means you paid outside service, your tax dollars paid an outside service to do studies for that road. This Phase 1 analysis is still in progress, but did not include a traffic analysis performed by both existing 22 and future 2050 traffic projections. The study assumed the Maplewood property was redeveloped and included projected traffic volumes related to this site. The study assumed a density of 300 units. What is the anticipated cost to construct the planned Maplewood Access Roadway? Completion of Phase 2 and 3 for the construction of the roadway is anticipated to cost a total of $11.5 million between Cary Algonquin Road and Main Street downtown. Respondents should assume incorporation of $1.5 million of these expenses in their pro forma for the development. This is the equivalent cost of the cost of improvements along the portion of the roadway adjacent to the Maplewood property. Incorporation of this amount will ensure any proposals received are on equal footing. The eventual redevelopment agreement with the selected developer can further explore how best to phase the roadway construction and financing. So they project the road, just the road, to be $11.5 million. That's Phase 2 and Phase 3. Phase 1, including the studies and the consultants, are not included in that 11.5. So we're going through some of the Maplewood stuff. I have a few more things that I'd like to pull in here. I have these kind of by date, and bear with me while I pull this in here. Wish I had hold music, but it won't take that long. Okay. So this letter is dated June 5th of 23. It's titled Rejection. Fifth 3 objection letter. And then Village of Cary TIF District 3, Dear Mayor Kaunick and Village Trustees. The Board of Education for Cary Community Consolidated School District number 26 writes to notify you of the board's formal objection to the Village of Cary's planned creation of Central Cary Tax Increment Financing District, TIF District number 3. We will be submitting a similar letter to the Joint Review Board in advance of the upcoming meeting on June 7th, 23. At the outset, please understand that the board fully supports economic development within the village and is committed to working in collaboration with the village in partnership on these issues to that end. School district officials have been meeting with village officials for over a year in an effort to partner and problem solve toward a win-win situation that addresses the parties' mutual concerns. However, the board has fiduciary obligation to its residents, resident taxpayers, parents, and students who attend the board's schools to ensure that the board is not deprived of property tax funding for the ever-increasing cost of public education and to fulfill the board's mission of providing high-quality schools and education to its students. This includes providing unimpaired, centralized, and cost-effective bus transportation to all eligible students, as required by Illinois law. This letter memorializes the board's primary concerns and objections with TIF District number 3. The but-for test under the Illinois statute that authorizes the village to create a tax increment financing district, the village must first make factual findings demonstrating that the property will be placed into a TIF district would not reasonably be anticipated to be developed without the adoption of the redevelopment plan. This is known as the but-for test. In other words, because tax increment financing TIF is an option of last resort for a village to promote development, the village must make findings that conservation area blight factors are the only reason limiting development and there is no demand or interest and development in the absence of TIF financing. The village's records contain no such findings. Specifically, as you know, the board owns 15 acres of land within the boundary of proposed TIF District 3. That land houses a school building, the board's bus transportation facility, and recreational fields. The village has identified the 15-acre Maplewood property as high-priority development redevelopment site within the proposed TIF District 3. Critically, within the past 10 years, the board has entered into 4 agreements with 3 different private developers to purchase the Maplewood property. In the past 5 years alone, 2 private developers not only expressed interest in buying developing the Maplewood property with a mix of townhomes and apartment complexes, but both developers signed purchase agreements with the board to buy and develop the Maplewood property without TIF financing assistance. Most recently, in 2021, AR Building Company agreed to purchase a Maplewood property for $2.75 million, a $250,000 increase from the last offer the board received in 2018, and well above the asking price, indicating strong and improved in demand for commercial development in the area. The most recent deal fell through, not because of blight factors or need for TIF assistance, but due to the village placing unacceptable conditions on the proposed development plans. We got to work together with our school districts, folks. Okay, so that was one document. Well, you see how, I mean, there's, I have like 30 of these documents and it's like going back and forth. And you can see on here. This was prepared by the school district. The last thing I want the school district to be doing is spinning their wheels. With a village in which they operate. I mean, if we can't even get that right, then how do we expect our kids to succeed? I have this document here. It's dated July 28th. Thank you for your June 5th and July 13th letters to the Village Board of Trustees outlining the Cary Community Consolidated School District 26 concerns regarding the proposed Central Cary Tax Increment Financing District. Number three, having just completed the public hearing regarding the proposed three, the members of the Village Board have not yet made their determination regarding that and ended up ultimately going through. This is from the Village of Cary, a joint vision and plan. We invite the school district to move forward collaboratively and cooperatively with us for the betterment of the health and welfare of the village and school communities. We are hopeful that the village and school district can reach a point to where we are actively communicating rather than statements on social media and at public meetings. The village is engaged in an analytical process to collect information and data to make the most informed decisions it can regarding the establishment of this proposed TIF. The village understands and appreciates the integral role of the school district in educating our community's children. The quality of the education you provide is a critical component to the overall health and welfare, they love that, of our community. We want to thank you for your tireless efforts in providing a tremendous learning environment for the families of Cary. Let us start with a statement that we hope you agree with. We share the same goal. Both the village and school district want to increase the financial health of the community and its property tax base, not just for a single site or area, but for the entire village. That property tax base in its entirety directly benefits and is most important for the school district. They quote Albert Einstein. He wisely noted the folly of doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Expecting positive financial improvements and growth for the school district of the village by standing still and hoping for the best is unlikely and represent the best strategy moving forward. There is hard work to be done to maximize the chance of success in enhancing the tax base for the financial health of Cary's central business corridor and for the benefit of all taxing bodies, including our school districts. It is incumbent of the village to make use of the most powerful economic development tools available. TIF has been a powerful and effective economic development tool in many surrounding communities and throughout Illinois and could also benefit Cary. What the village has repeatedly heard, both before and during various public discussions involving the possible TIF district, is that the school district has been under financial stress and remains so. There is a consistent refrain that the school district resources are stretched so thin that any reduction in revenues or taxes would cause serious harm to the district. The tone at recent public functions and discussions by school district speakers is clearly that the village is intentionally adopting a plan to harm the school district. The opposite is true. The purpose of this establishment of this TIF would be to ensure the financial health and welfare of the village as a whole. The village hears the school district's concerns and believes that without all reasonable efforts to address the need to add to the health of the school district property tax base, the school district options must likely seem limited to cuts or property tax increases on current taxpayers. We are seeking better options for both the school district and village that do not raise taxes. We believe that we can be stronger together. We believe that collaboration will help us achieve greater success, as a prolonged conflict will produce little to no community benefit and cause grave financial waste and remedy with long-term negative impacts. The village understands that the school board's current direction is to explore maintaining the transportation center on the Maplewood property. However, our request to discuss this conditional transfer concept further is still open, as we feel that there is an opportunity for the school district to achieve your goals for the transportation center at another location, with a significant financial savings as compared to constructing a new facility on the Maplewood property. And they give a graph here. They're pretty much saying we know best. 500,000 site demolition. Legal objections raised by the school district. If the school district is seeking a response to your legal objections, we provide the following. The village has repeatedly heard from school speakers at public forums that the village has refused to respond to the school district's objections. The village takes the school district and other taxing bodies' concerns with this proposal seriously. We have not responded previously because we are not seeking to increase the current tension between the school district and village, but rather continue to try to bridge the gap between us to achieve a jointly held view of the benefits of strategic focus planning in the community. Having carefully reviewed the objections raised by the school district, the village provides the following response. School district position regarding unlawful TIF extension. You have raised a concern that property included in a prior TIF cannot be included in a future TIF because such a re-TIF, like a Seinfeld episode, would constitute the illegal extension of a TIF. The village is not proposing to extend a TIF. Both of Carrie's previous TIFs, TIF 1 and TIF 2, will not be active at the time the proposed Central Carrie TIF would be enacted. So they pretty much hand them and take them away like candy. This is a statutory procedure for creating a TIF. The village has followed a process relative to the proposed Central Carrie TIF. The village has never proposed to extend any TIF. Further, this argument was recently considered by DuPage, and then they cite some case law there. So this document was obviously prepared by their law firm out of the city of Chicago, going after the school district. You may also recall that the report submitted to and supported by the Joint Review Board for the proposed TIF 3 established that the subject properties within the proposed redevelopment project area qualify for a TIF based on current conditions, regardless of whether they were part of a different prior TIF and not those which existed when the other TIFs were created. School district's position: TIF is unlawful if there's any interested developer. You have asserted that the TIF is unlawful because by referencing the phase, any commercial growth or development is the standard, citing to the Illinois appellate decision. And then they cite case law, the other case, more case law. Those appellate decisions could certainly be relevant to a TIF proposed to the established base on the same facts in those cases. Other than being a tax increment financing district, however, the proposed Central Cary TIF does not share any common facts with either of those two cases, and those decisions would have no relevance to the proposed Cary TIF. The following key facts or core conclusions existed in these cases which are not present with the proposed Central Cary TIF. So they're citing a whole bunch of case law here. But at the same time, they're saying that, you know, we're in it together. So pretty much this right here, where you can kind of see how this document falls off. This document starts off, you know, we're together, we're a team. And then it's, you know, imagine you're at the school district and you're reading this, right? Imagine you're in a position of power at the school district. You're reading this. You're like, okay, maybe the village wants to work something out. Starts off happy. Starts off, we're in it together. We haven't been responding because we're hoping, you know, we can solve this out of the courts. And then going back, you know, starts off happy. And then like right around here, they start to cite case law. And then this whole paragraph is about case law. And then now you're thinking as a position of somebody at the school district of like, oh crap, like I'm like, we got to be teaching kids. Like I can't spend money on lawyers. We can't spend money like how the village does on lawyers out of the city of Chicago. Then they go say the village of Cary has not rejected any development proposals for the school district's Maplewood property. And they choose their wording. The village of Cary hasn't, but their board of zoning has probably put them through the ringer of like, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. And they're like, any developer with a sound mind is like, I'm not touching that. And then it stays in a stalemate. And then you railroad a school district into not being able to move for on a project for 10 years. And then they finally like, hey, we want to build this for ourselves and have it as an asset. In short, the access road concept fulfills a purpose and need, regardless of whether the Maplewood site is sold and redeveloped or maintained by the school district as a transportation center with other future school uses. The village would hope that any future plans for the Maplewood property, whether by the school district or private developers, incorporate adequate provisions consistent with the concept of this future roadway or alternative effective access, which we all saw the video and the document to where they wanted to have their school, have their administration building, have their bus lot, and keep some ball fields. We all saw that document, and now, and they were keeping a roadway for them. And this goes beyond just apartments. Like, I'm not focusing on this just because of apartments, and this runs deeper. This runs, like, you got to see in real time of, like, the back and forth between the village and the school district that is, I think, completely unacceptable. So that's why I think it deserves some attention. And I'm just trying to bring it up. This is a response of that letter. From the school district, this is a response of that letter we had just seen. Dated August 8th, 2023. The Board of Education for the Cary Community Consolidated School District Number 26 writes in response to the village's letter dated July 28th regarding the Village of Cary's planned creation of Central Cary Tax Increment Financing District, TIF Number 3. The district appreciates the village's detailed letter explaining its position and rationale underlying its plan to create TIF number 3 and for development near the Maplewood property. Although we continue to disagree with the village with respect to the legal issues underlying the potential adoption of TIF number 3, it is not productive to rehash these issues at this time, and the board reserves its right on those issues. We agree that the parties should focus their efforts moving forward on transparency, collaboration, cooperation, and continue the hard work of identifying a mutually beneficial path forward. The district also appreciates the village's efforts to explore win-win solutions with the board, but it is not fair or accurate to suggest that the district never engaged with the village on these issues or responded to the September 22 and July 23 proposals from the village. As set forth in our prior letters, the district has consistently and repeatedly engaged with the village with respect to potential development of the Maplewood property and the village's proposals with respect to the Maplewood property for well over 5 years. During that period, the board has signed agreements with two different developers that ultimately fell through, with the most recent deal falling apart due to the village's desire for an access road on the Maplewood property. Throughout this process, the district continued engaging with the village to better understand the village's goals and plans with respect to development and TIF District Number 3, and to discuss options available to the board. The majority of the district's discussions with the village took place by way of in-person meetings between the district and village officials. Throughout this process, the board has taken an intensely deliberative and thoughtful approach in an attempt to navigate the challenges faced by both the board and the village in an effort to determine if there is a mutually agreeable win-win solution for both parties. At all times, the district has informed the village that it has an urgent need for an updated transportation facility, and one of the options the board was exploring was to use the Maplewood property for a new transportation facility because time is of the essence, and the board cannot afford to wait to update its transportation facility. Unfortunately, due to the uncertainty of terms and timing, the financial risks associated with the general proposals provided by the village, the district determined that it has no choice but to proceed with the direction of exploring a new transportation facility on the Maplewood property and retaining the property for a potential new school building as needed in the future. Relocating transportation to an existing school property is impractical. relocating transportation to an existing school property is impractical, would leave the district with no feasible location for additional new facilities in the coming year, and would present additional obstacles, including cost, location, impact, and neighbors, etc., to the district's ability to deliver centralized transportation in the community in a manner the community is already accustomed to school transportation operating. Nonetheless, the district agrees with the village that the parties should focus their efforts moving forward on collaborative and cooperative win-win solutions that benefit the entire community. To that end, the district remains willing and ready to meet with the village to discuss village's desire for an access road that would cross a portion of the Maplewood property and a retention pond located on the Maplewood property to address drainage issues in that area. The district will also listen to any other ideas the village would like to discuss, but at this juncture, the district has begun moving forward with its plans for a new transportation facility on the Maplewood property. In terms of meeting between the district and village, the topic should address at a minimum specific and precise measurements in terms of the amount of land the village seeks to acquire, access, and impact to build the access road and retention pond, specific and precise measurements to enable the board to understand any potential impact on baseball fields located on the Maplewood property, and options to ensure those fields are not adversely impacted, property valuation and financial terms, including timing and sources of funding to address the village's desire for an access road and retention pond on the Maplewood property, including the cost of and financial responsibility for any potential relocation of T-ball field. So we're kind of going through in real time of the struggle that the village had with the struggle that the district had. And the district, in my eyes, was, I mean, you saw that. I wish I had it. I have this one more document that's that I think is worth archiving. And that's what this is. I wish it was more entertaining, but this is an archival of me documenting the fight that the district had, and me fighting for the school district of which I grew up in. Something that I think we can all, a lot of us can sign our name to, is to, we got to stand up for our school district and our village, and at no point should they be having infighting. This document is dated August 30th of 23, from the school district. When did the district begin conversations regarding the Maplewood property? Conversations regarding what to do with the Maplewood property began when the district closed Maplewood Elementary School in 2010. Over the past decade, our community has heard from a handful of interested developers wanting to purchase the entire Maplewood property from the district. However, in 2022, after the last attempt to sell the property fell through, the Board of Education evaluated and determined it was no longer in the best interest of the district to hold off on addressing improvements needed on the Maplewood property. This decision was made to hold onto the property while the Maplewood school building is responsibly demolished, and to also move forward with plans to construct a new transportation center in the current transportation center location, improving existing, and keep the remainder of the property undeveloped. Ball fields waiting for a new school. Since they have that property, they already owned it, they could use it for a new school when all the other apartments other than Maplewood come in, instead of just having a sliver of land for a bus transportation center, which is what they were given by the village. These plans have been shared both in writing, correspondence with the village, and publicly discussed during BOE meetings. Thinking forward, the BOE is maintaining ownership of the Maplewood property for possible future construction projects, such as new school and or administrative buildings. If Cary Junior High should need to expand, at this time there are no plans for the future construction of a school or administrative building. I think that changed because they had that concept on that picture we showed. When is the project going to begin? The planned transportation center project's preparation will begin this fall, 23, after the Board of Education approval. The project includes both the construction of a new transportation center and the demolition of former Maplewood Elementary School building. Why is the district not building the transportation center at a different location? Over the years, the district has investigated and discussed numerous scenarios involving the district's need for a new transportation center, acting with the highest level of financial integrity. Leaving the transportation center in its existing location will increase efficiency and minimize the impact on village traffic. Moving the transportation center to the suggested site next to Cary Junior High School, as village leaders have suggested, would relocate traffic to a new area of the village that is not equipped or used to that level of traffic that would be included in daily bus transportation operations. In addition, combining buses, not to mention having the, you know, you already have fuel in the ground, and there's some infrastructure there that you can already improve on at the Maplewood site. In addition, combining buses entering and leaving the transportation center, well, among other things, a major redesign of the Cary Junior High Drive would also have to occur, accommodating the additional bus traffic and storage, rendering this option not fiscally feasible, reasonable, or responsible for the district in both the long and short term. What impact will the construction of the transportation center have on District 26 students and our transportation partners? The goal of the entire project is to have minimal to no impact on student transportation for all students. Is the district getting rid of all baseball fields? No, the current goal of the Board of Education is to keep as many ball fields as possible while also improving transportation services for students. The current plan being considered does eliminate Field 7, which unfortunately is also home to the current concession stand and includes the storage shed for Cary Grove Youth Baseball Softball. The district met with the baseball organization as recently as August 23rd to discuss solutions. The current concession stand is in need of major repairs. The Village of Cary has told the district that they would like to see the baseball program relocated to a permanent home off the Maplewood property, i.e. Park District and Park District funding. excuse me. The village has mentioned collaborating with the Cary Park District to identify a location possible and possible funding for a youth baseball field. Why are the fields not available for baseball this coming spring 24? In 24, Maplewood Elementary School will be torn down, leaving a large hole that will need to be filled. Backfilling the area pretty much says, once it's considered safe to access the Maplewood property again, it can reopen to the Cary Grove Youth Baseball. So according to this, they wanted to do all their construction for, they wanted to take away one field and keep the ball fields until they wanted to build a new school and then build their bus lot out. So effectively keeping 70, 80 years of history within the village of kids and families playing baseball there and softball. Have the district and the village of Cary collaborated on the topic of the transportation center or the Maplewood property? The district has always kept the line of communication open and has had numerous conversations and sit-down meetings with the village in past years regarding the sale of the Maplewood property. In addition, please refer to the following statement by Board President Deanna Darling at 8/28/23 Board of Education meeting concerning the approval of the site specifications for the proposed transportation center. The District 26 Board of Education is committed to transparency, and I feel that it is incumbent upon me to inform our community that the Village of Cary requested a sit-down meeting after last week's Committee of the Whole meeting, and our District 26 team, myself included, met with the Village team on Wednesday to discuss the district's Maplewood property. As the Board of Education has stated all along, we are open to collaboration on all topics, including the Maplewood property and related projects with the Village of Cary. The possibility of future conversations is hopeful, but it is extremely important that the district continue to move forward with our transportation center concept layout plans and adhere to the established timeline for completion to ensure we have the transportation center that will meet the needs of our students today and in the future. The District 26 Board of Education will continue to inform our community throughout the project. So that was fun. I wanted to go through those documents just to show, and for myself to kind of see. I like to put myself in the seats of both bodies, and just kind of see what they're going through. And like I said, I'm a proud. I'm a proud person of stating that I went through District 26. I'm proud to say that. I'm proud to say I went through District 155. And, you know, firefighter turned business owner turned just trying to make sure that we play nice in the sandbox together. Because when we start spinning our wheels, our kids suffer from it. And they, you know, there was some kids at like a community meeting about this, and there was like, you know, arguments and people raising their voices, and yeah, my stance is that, instead of saying that we know best and then locking them up in legal stuff, which I'm no stranger to from the Village of Cary, instead of saying that, I learned this from a trustee at the firehouse. When a school district comes to you and you're the village in which that school district operates, there should be no other thing in your vocabulary other than what do you need. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to open up the phone lines and Sleepless and Cary, call in Cary, and we'll have some fun. Thank you. Okay, it looks like we're all set up for phone calls, and you don't have to, it doesn't have to be on the topic of the school district or the apartments. It can be anything related to Carrie. This is the first time we're doing this. I did not make it publicly known other than until we went live today. So if you don't want to call in, or if you know somebody who might want to call in, let them know. For future, we might do this on Fridays. And depending on how well it's received, maybe we'll see if we can do it on more occasions. But as far as right now, I'm going to further test the phone system, and maybe we can get our first caller. As we're waiting for our first caller, I pulled in a few more photos. This is that opportunity site that the village has designated by the ball field. You can see this. I thought this was a pretty impactful photo because it kind of highlights where we all had memories as families and kids, and it's all highlighted there as. Come on down and get your bulldozers fired up. That was a article stating that the three developers we went through and watched their presentations of the developers that they wanted to build on the site. You can see the people playing baseball in the background in the school. And then this is the detailed outline of what the village, the District 26 had wanted to do. And my passion for all this stems from, like, the moment that I walked in to kindergarten at Three Oaks School and left my last day of junior high. I want to make sure that they're because, you know, ultimately, as we get older, we take on that responsibility of being leaders, and we got to make sure we can't always just say that it's somebody else's problem. Eventually, us as parents and residents, and we have to start talking with our neighbors and going through that. And it's not just, you know, this issue, it's just making sure that we remain a village of that our kids can grow up safely in, and that we can enjoy going to the store and seeing new business come into town, attracting national brands and local brands alike. I was thinking the other day, I was like, Sam's Club used to have so much small business stuff. Now it's like, They cut it down to one aisle, And now it's like a quarter of an aisle. And I was thinking, I was like, how many small businesses are actually in carry? Quite a few. But we need to support innovation and local business. That's what I loved about the McHenry Incubator Program. They had a strip of businesses to where you can come in and start your own business and test the waters and then go out for your own. And we need to support that mindset of taking that leap, because eventually it'll just be all big business that are just in lockstep with the highest bidder. And then you lose competition, and then prices further go up. So that's what the village wanted. That's what the district wanted to do. And this Sleepless in Carry, I don't know if that's the best name of it, because I'm not giving relationship advice. It's just a way for you to, you don't have to, I'll vet you before you go on, but it's like, you don't have to tell your name. You don't have to say your address. You know, it's a way of you having a microphone to where you can say like something, hey, there's something else completely not on this topic that you should be focusing on, or there's something else that needs to be aired out. And we'll quickly realize if it's not somebody from Carrie, but just having that back and forth is good, I think. So I even if we get no calls today, I'm hopeful that the word will get out that, hey, they're accepting phone calls, and we'll make it a thing to where we can just have an open discussion about things. So let's give it a few more minutes. I'll do a few more things here with the phone line, and then we'll maybe we'll have fun with our first caller. Well, we didn't get a phone call, but that's okay. We're not going to give up. We'll do it again, another program. And I look forward to now that the word's out there that you can call in and say what you'd like, it'll be exciting to have that open dialogue within the community to where we can move the needle forward in together. Like I always say, this is your megaphone and your microphone. So this venture has started always with you and my family in mind, to where we can never see our school districts get taken advantage of or put into a situation that that's how we sunlight always scrubs all that. So that's what we need to do, is start talking. And I look forward to speaking with every single one of you that you wish to call in. We broadcast live every weekday on X Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. And then we have, wherever you get your podcast from, you can listen audio only. And I hope you have a great weekend. Sorry we didn't get any phone calls, but now that it's out there, you know, maybe we'll have some next time on a Friday show. And then who knows, we might do it again during the week. But I look forward to speaking with all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday on Voices Carry Live. Have a wonderful evening.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.